The Tom Likas Show.
I call in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the new normal studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday. 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Let's go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. If you're listening just past 6 o'clock on the West Coast, that's past 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And it is time for our friend attorney Adam Sachs. And now Adam is going to be on every Tuesday at this time. And he will alternate in his roles. Last week he talked about family law, divorce, and what have you. And this week he is going to talk about the other things he does. And that's, of course, criminal law and specifically DUIs. Adam, always good to see you.
Great to see you, Tom. How you doing?
All right. Now, you live in two different worlds because many people specialize in one or the other.
Right.
Talk to us about this part of your world.
All right. Well, if I say so myself, I'm a fairly versatile lawyer. I know you've heard that I'm licensed in a lot of places, but I also do a lot of different things. I was certainly aware of being on the show every other week doing family law. I don't know how people are going to react, but I think it's been very positive. I've got a lot of really nice feedback. And so I talked with Gary that what I should try to do is to spin a couple of different factors of the things that I do. They certainly do overlap. It's not like they're completely separate. And you're right, there are lawyers that only do one very specific thing, but I've tried to be a little more open-minded. And as I said, I am a versatile person. And so I definitely have done and am involved with criminal law cases. DUI is a very specialized kind of criminal law case, of course, because that is a criminal matter. But we also see that a lot of, like I said, family law overlaps where guys get involved in domestic violence cases that become criminal cases, abuse cases that become criminal cases. And so I started, you know, wanting to know both and not just handing it over to someone else to do. And so I thought it would be really nice to take calls and to see what people are up to and what they're worried about. There are so many different things that are going on now with enforcement. You were kidding around about Cinco de Mayo. But it's really not a joke, Tom. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of arrests. And as you saw with Mr. Checkpoint and so forth, there really are a real action here, particularly in Los Angeles and the big cities across the country, to arrest drunk drivers. And in spite of all the warnings and everything else, they arrest hundreds and hundreds of people every day. And then you just see normal things going on. I mean, some people have the misunderstanding, for example, that marijuana is legal in California, and it's not. There's a very, very specific connection of getting marijuana where you get a medical approval for it, you get a permit, you have to go to certain stores and so forth, you're not allowed to transfer it. People get arrested for possession of marijuana all the time. And as we've seen, the ability of the police to go through your car and to dig through your glove compartment and to pull you over and so forth is actually increasing. And it's been increasing for a long time. I think you kidded around about that in the past when we first had the law in California that you couldn't drive using your cell phone. And it's like, thanks, Governor Schwarzenegger, for giving another excuse to pull me over and to F with me, essentially.
Yeah, they're always looking for a new excuse.
Oh, they've got lots of excuses.
You know, the people who that don't get upset about this, you know, they say, well, what have you got to hide?
No, this is America, man.
Well, there are some people who got a roach in the ashtray. There are some people who tossed an empty beer bottle in the back seat.
That's got nothing to do with it. Even if you have nothing to hide, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Police will use that psychology on you. They say, you got to clear your name. You know, just, you know, cooperate, you know, just let us in. It's like, what are you talking about? This is still America. There's a Constitution, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you in, and I'm not going to cooperate. I want my privacy, and I don't want you going through my car, even if I don't have anything for you to find. It's got nothing to do with it. It's humiliating, and it's a ridiculous situation. And, you know, the police tend to find things when they want to find things.
Right.
And so it's not smart to get involved in the whole process.
How much of this is based on, for example, in California? The state is broke. And it seems to me...
So broke, Tom.
But it seems to me that the police are being pushed by their superiors to push even harder to catch you doing something wrong. I'll give you an example. I was driving south on Highway 154 through the Los Padres National Forest, coming down in Santa Barbara County to do the show. And I was pulled over by a cop who told me I was speeding, and he then told me how he knew I was speeding. He said, I was on the opposite side of the road, and I made a U-turn to chase you because it was clear to me you were going at least 70.
Really?
Yeah. Now, nowhere in that conversation did he say that he had a specific number, though he wrote one down on the ticket.
At least, he said.
Yes. It sounded to me like nothing had happened there in a while, and he saw me in my $107,000 car and decided to just come after me.
You didn't even tell me, Tom. I would have fought that for you.
Oh, see that? But my fear is when you fight. See, I fought these tickets. You know what?
Damn
I've
right.
done this. Do you know what? I'm going to tell you something I fought. Now, I bet this is the kind of case you would handle, too. I was in Culver City at our old studio. And when they redid Culver City, they made the lights about as long as they could possibly make them. So you would sit at the red light forever. Then when the light would turn green, you'd have like 3 seconds to shoot through, and then it would turn red again.
Unbelievable.
So, I am the fourth guy in the left turn lane. I can't even see the first car. The light turns green, and whoever it is asleep at the switch. So I go, beep, beep, like that. Beep, beep, like wake up. Turns out the guy in the front was a Culver City police officer.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Who pulled me over, told me that I was leaning on my horn, which I never lean on my horn.
Excessive use of horn.
Right. And so I'm like, this guy's full of shit. He's lying. He's just pissed that I caught him when he wasn't paying any attention. So I decided to fight this. I hired an attorney, and I went to court in Santa Monica Superior Court.
Sure.
And there I was, and this guy, you know, of course, we're hoping the guy's not going to show up. You know,
right,
and then we're
right.
going to get it dismissed. Oh, no, he showed up all right. And not only did he show up, I testified under oath that I had hardly touched the horn and that the police officer was blocking the left turn lane and that if I had done that, I would get a ticket for obstruction of justice. Obstruction of traffic. Sorry, obstruction of traffic. Justice.
Justice
no,
and traffic.
Yeah, traffic obstruction. The judge just believed the cop. There was I spent $7,000 on an attorney, and the judge just said,
uh-oh.
Did he do this? Yes.
$7,000 is a lot, Tom.
Well, but I wanted to make sure I was getting the job done.
Okay.
And the guy I used was a well-known criminal attorney around town, and it didn't matter. In fact, I think it hurt me. I think if I went in without an attorney, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think they thought this was overkill when I brought an attorney.
You send an attorney and you don't go. That's the key.
Oh.
Take yourself out of the equation. But, of course, and listen, it's not just judges. You also see it with juries and so forth, you know. Police officers testify, and they have a lot of credibility. And what's sad, I mean, I have a reasonable amount of respect for the police, but at the same time, these guys are prolific liars, and they're brilliant at it. And they trick people, and they do all kinds of mind games and so forth. And they're very willing to set someone up because they believe he's guilty, even if he's not.
Do you know how many times I've been pulled over for DUI?
I can't imagine. Zero, I hope.
Four.
Oh, Tom.
Do you know how many DUIs I've gotten? How many DUIs I've gotten?
Zero.
Zero.
Okay.
And you want to know how much time I wasted in those four stops? Probably a total of about 5 hours between the four stops. They tried everything. And they tried getting me to do the whatever.
Field sobriety
test.
No way.
They tried getting me to do the breathalyzer
test.
But the point is, when it got right down to it, I was never drunk, but I still got pulled over four times.
Right.
And I've had good experience with cops. I got cops in my family and stuff, and I've got LAPD officers who are friends of mine that I've known for years. But every once in a while, I get one of these guys. I had one guy up in Santa Barbara County who looked like he was in his early 20s, like he hadn't been doing this for long. Some power-mad, Aryan-looking young man who was determined to prove I was driving drunk. And asking me a million questions about where I was and what I was doing and where I was coming from. And why was I coming home at this time of night? This time of night, by the way, was 9:50.
Oh, right.
9:50. What are you doing coming home at this time of night? Et cetera.
the really important thing, Tom, is not to personalize it. Most of the cops are just busy. They're just dealing with different people. You don't want to be the one that sticks out. You don't want to be the one that they remember. And they don't really have a dog in the fight. They're not getting a percentage of the ticket. People sometimes have paranoid thoughts like that. The truth is that there are computer statistics and spreadsheets and so forth that they do, where they calculate how many tickets the police are writing or a particular officer who in particular intersections and so forth, and they do have expectations. And you're right, it's a huge, huge source of revenue for the state and for the city,
right,
beyond taxes and everything else. It's essentially another tax.
And it's like the DUI thing is the same deal.
It's a cottage industry, Tom.
Everybody I know who's had a DUI, and if you live in Southern California, everybody knows somebody, if not several somebodies, who've been convicted of DUI. And how much money does the state make with these alcohol reeducation programs and your license being suspended and then being reinstated, and then the insurance companies make a fortune because they jack up your insurance rates. And by the way, more than one person I've talked to said they were at one of these alcohol re-education classes that it's like traffic school. They force you to go for DUI. And they have told me, here's what they learned. First of all, these classes are often taught by what are called recovering alcoholics.
Right.
And I have heard more than one story where the person I know who had been convicted of DUI was sitting in this classroom, and the person running the class was saying things like, you know, you didn't have to end up here. You know, if you had driven in the right lane and driven within the speed limit.
They're teaching them how to do it right.
Right, how to drive drunk.
Right.
And the state of California is paying people to learn how to do it right next time. It's insanity.
Yeah, the whole thing's crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, listen, you also have in L.A. something, you know, different. And it was actually, they were just talking in the paper that this is the most traffic congested city in the entire country. Second only to Honolulu, right? But actually, Honolulu's second to L.A., I should say. But the bottom line is that we drive everywhere. We don't have very good public transportation. And so when people are going to bars, I think in Manhattan, there are ways to get home besides driving, taking subways and all these sorts of things. And that's much less available in Los Angeles. So I think people are much more inclined to think they have to drive out of necessity, or it's fairly close, and you know, I don't, you know, end up getting pulled over and very, you know, unexpectedly.
Let me ask you about zoning laws. You know, they have all kinds of laws when they build anything from a marijuana dispensary to all kinds. You know, so many feet it can't be
away from schools.
Schools and
so, well, why does a bar have a parking lot, Tom?
You probably heard me say it on the show because I've said it a million times. Why are bars allowed to have parking lots?
Well, what the hell are you going to do? How are you going to get there, Tom? But I just said, it's L.A., come on.
But that's the thing. If you were taking a cab, you wouldn't need a parking lot. It would drop you off at the front, and you would go in.
Do we even have cabs in L.A.? I mean, it's like at the airport, maybe?
Oh, we absolutely do.
We don't have a cab culture like New York, where you just kind of wave one down as he drives by or whatever.
Right. No, but you call a cab.
Yeah.
No, I'm familiar. Beverly Hills Cab Company, there's a bunch of them. You call, they show up in 5 or 10 minutes, no big deal. Cabs are not allowed to cruise in Los Angeles.
Mm.
So you have to go to a taxi stand. So if you're in Hollywood, you go to like the Roosevelt Hotel or Lowe's Hotel, and there are cabs waiting.
Right.
Or you just call a number and say, I'm at the corner of Melrose and Fairfax. And then a cab will show up.
Interesting. So what I've experienced also, and this is very, very true for people that get charged with all kinds of minor things. I mean, we're not talking about triple murders here. But people don't understand the consequences. And like you said about the DUI, a lot of people go into court and they just want to plead guilty and get it over with. They don't come with a lawyer, so they get a public defender, which is just a joke. I mean, it's awful. That's not representation at all. That's the most minimum representation. It's free for a reason. Because it's generally worthless. But the reality is that the echo and the repercussion afterwards is what gets you. In the case of DUI, you can lose professional license, your auto insurance goes through the roof, you have to go to these classes, you're on probation for years and years. When you talk about the domestic violence stuff, if you plead guilty to domestic violence cases, that gets used against you, the criminal case, in your family law case. You see, the judge in the family law case gets told that you've been convicted of domestic violence in the criminal case that you had first, and that kills you on custody, and the judge doesn't have any sympathy for you, so he's willing to give your ex-wife extra money, you know, kill you with alimony and property settlement, because from his point of view, you're a piece of trash. I mean, what's worse than being a convicted a domestic abuser? That's like the ultimate red sin.
Oh, that's worse than Megan's Law.
It's not a joke.
I know.
And then when you talk about even Megan's Law and all that kind of stuff, a lot of people end up getting involved with different kinds of offenses. And again, they don't recognize how it's going to hurt them professionally, even silly things. I mean, I talk to guys that have a DUI or other minor convictions, shoplifting, things like that. And with computers being what they are now today, you have this conviction and it is in the systems forever. It's unbelievable. Years later, you're applying for a job, and you're going to have a job of trust where you have to drive, or you have to handle money in some way, or you're going to be dealing with merchandise at some place or something. And they go, what's this? Is this you? Because, you know, right away they see the name. Maybe it's a common name. I'm sorry, did you have a shoplifting conviction in 1996? And, you know, that's it. They're not going to hire you. There's no way. It's really a tragedy. It ends up really stopping people from being able to move forward in their lives. And there's nothing like getting it right the first time. So that to me is the most urgent thing of all the messages I want to tell people. Whatever the situation is, I'll work something out with you. Call the offices of Adam Sachs. I will talk to you. I will make some kind of a financial plan with you. But please don't go without a lawyer. Please don't just plead guilty. It is amazing, Tom. I have walked into cases that looked impossible, that it was pointless, hopeless, whatever those words are, okay? St. Jude, you know, forget it. And I have found a way to get it reduced or get it dismissed or do something with it, okay? That's what you got to think. That's how you have to think. And what you're saying is right. If you had a defeatist attitude when this nasty Aryan Nation cop pulled you over, you say, fuck it, I'm drunk, okay? Arrest me now.
Right. No, but
if you know your rights, it makes a difference.
I just kept eating up his time.
Well.
Because he was trying to, first he started by trying to stop me and remind me, and by the end I was eating up his time.
I know, but you could outthink him, Tom. Not everyone can do that.
Well, I understand.
You're better off not talking. Yeah, by the way.
I wouldn't recommend it to others.
Not everyone is quite the talker that you are, Tom. I think a lot of other people would be better off shutting up.
I'm a
professional. No officer. Yeah, right.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly.
Now, talk to me about pot, okay? But let's forget about whether it's legal or illegal. Let's assume it's legal, at least for the people who've got their marijuana
card. Legal in Washington.
Right.
And I think it's legal in Colorado, maybe.
Right.
So, California, it's not legal.
So cops want to pull you over. Okay. They see you weaving. And they see them. All right. So they pull you over. You're not drunk. You're stoned.
Yeah.
Now we know what a breathalyzer is and we know about a blood test. Yeah. What do they do with you when you're stoned?
You know, you're talking about the connection between driving and marijuana, which
Correct.
Is even worse. That's like, you know, it's like a DUI type of thing. What happens to a lot of people, which is surprising to them in different contexts, is they get caught with marijuana and they show their card and they say, look, I'm allowed to have it. And the cop arrests them anyway. And there are some significant areas of gray now where it's still being prosecuted. It's different in different parts of California, different parts of the other states that are legal. But the bottom line is that there's still this kind of thing where they want to put you in a 12-step program. They want to get you, you know, the marijuana anonymous.
Right.
They want to get you treated. They want to get you dried out. They presume you have a problem. And in the context, as you say, of driving, you're driving intoxicated, essentially, intoxicated by marijuana or whatever it is. And so these are all still very serious things. And, you know, it's a big difference between pleading guilty and then, for example, doing something like diversion, where you go to a program, you go through the motions, and then 6 months or a year later, you come back to court and they dismiss the case.
Right.
That's what you want to do. And that's the kind of thing you're going to need a lawyer to get organized.
No doubt about that.
When you talk about the harmfulness, and to be honest, Tom, I really don't think that the casual drinker or the casual marijuana smoker is doing any real harm to themselves. The process itself is actually much more harmful. If you have to deal with all these things, I think you were talking about your domestic violence classes. I mean, that's every Saturday for 52 weeks, right?
No, it was 6 months in my case.
6 months. Okay. Right. But can you imagine for being caught with marijuana, right, which never hurt anybody, okay?
Right.
No one ever died of smoking marijuana, okay? And you're talking about being sent for 6 months or 52 weeks every frickin' Saturday?
Right.
To hear some former drug addict tell you how, you know, you got to not smoke or whatever? It's craziness. and they've shown that these things are ineffective. But like we said, it's a cottage industry. The state makes so much money on fines, and then believe it or not, there are these small businesses that provide these classes, that those are mostly contracted. I don't know if you know that. The person you're talking about.
No, because I'll tell you what, the class I went to in Van Nuys, by the way, at 7:15 on Saturday morning.
By the way, they'll just to punish you, 7:15.
Right. And I'm sitting in there with a bunch of
Cholo and Butch Dyke
Cholos
lesbians.
And, this was all guys. It was Cholos. Cholos were heroin addicts. Cholos were alcoholics. Hardcore. People who've done hardcore jail time.
They must have been looking at you. What the hell are you doing here, buddy?
And there I am. My fingers have never touched anything but buttons, okay? And I'm sitting in this big class with a lesbian. Super diesel dyke teaching the class. And essentially they said, if you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
And I said, here's the reason I'm here. I'm here because I'm innocent, and someone told me if I come here and go to the class, that I'll get out.
Tommy, don't tell them you're innocent, man.
Well,
that just makes them more angry, you know?
I ultimately was told that if I didn't admit that I did what they said I did, that I would never get out of that class.
That's the breakthrough. The breakthrough is when you finally admitted that you did what you didn't do.
Right.
Brilliant.
And my attitude about it was, if that's what it takes, I'm just going to admit it. So I did. And
which
I was out in 6 months.
What you don't remember is you paid for those classes.
Right.
And that's a company that's contracting with the state. And then when you talk about DUI classes, 12-step programs are free. But they're making you go to a 12-step program. That's not exactly the same. Remember when we were talking about maybe last week or the week before, I was on the show with you, and we were talking about how you want to give money to your children to go to college, but it's a lot different when it's mandated by a court.
Right.
I mean, if I know I'm an alcoholic and I want to get help for myself and I go to a 12-step program, that's a whole world of difference than a judge telling me I have to go to a 12-step program.
By the way, I'm sure this has been brought up in California Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court. How in the world can a court mandate that you attend a religious cult like Alcoholics Anonymous?
Tom, you're preaching to the choir, Tom. Let me tell you something. 12-step program is absolutely positively a religious program.
Right.
Cult is strong, but you might be right about that, too. I remember you had a guest who talked about it that said it was a cult.
Well, we had a number of guests, including people from another organization called Rational Recovery, which in some states you have the option of going to Rational Recovery, which is a non-religious 12-step type program. And then in some states, it's Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's it.
Yeah, but if you send me
to jail.
But if you're a judge and you send me to Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's a religious organization, you're forcing me to get involved in religious rituals. That's amazing.
I don't know how that's even legal.
It shouldn't be. It's not right. It's a terrible thing, Tom. And the bottom line is, I'm sorry to tell you, and I'm sorry to all the 12-steppers out there, but it's well recognized that Alcoholics Anonymous doesn't work. And the recovery is 0%.
Right.
Zero.
Yeah.
And Bill W. himself said that, by the way.
Right.
So a lot of people end up giving up one addiction, which was alcohol, and getting addicted to going to meetings, and getting addicted to the coffee, and the cigarettes, and all the other good stuff.
That's exactly right. They get addicted to going to meetings, and talking about going to meetings.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you ever met somebody who goes to a 12-step program?
They got to tell you all day long.
Shut up about it. You know, you're fucking anonymous, pal. Stop talking about it, okay? I don't want to know what you did.
When you used to do the shows, Tom, where you had, I remember this was around the holiday season, and you'd have these guys calling in that were drinking and driving, that were just routinely drinking and driving every day. And they were, you even had ways of covering it, and they had like certain techniques and how they drove, like you say, staying to the right, going slow or whatever. And I mean, these are laws that are not taken very seriously, except when you're unlucky enough to get caught. And that's really how our whole society is essentially built, if you think about it, right?
That's exactly what's happened.
Everything's cool until you get fucked, you know? You get caught, and the cop arrests you, and you go, oh, poor Johnny got arrested, you know? All the rest of us were doing it, but it's a big joke because this poor bastard got caught.
Right.
So I see these people in court, Tom, that show up without lawyers, and it's guilty, 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 guilty. It's really sad. And then they know, the judges know, okay, this guy's got Adam Sachs here taking care of him. Okay, let's set a trial. And all of a sudden, we're working it out. We're making a deal. So it really is essentially a two-tiered system. The people that understand their rights and deal with it in that context, people that have some money to get together to get a lawyer, and then the regular people that don't understand and don't know what to do. And then the other problem with pleading guilty, and this is really heavy stuff, Tom, and this is probably something I should really underline here, is it's not the first time that gets you. A lot of people say, well, whatever, who cares, and they plead guilty or whatever the story is, pay the fines, deal with the AA, but now they're on probation for 3 years or 5 years. And when you get caught a second time, now you're going down.
What is the penalty for the second DUI in California?
You could face prison, okay, and much increased fines, because now the judge is annoyed with you. The judge goes, you asshole. I just saw you in here, what, 6 months ago, and you're doing it again? Now they start to look at you in a whole different perspective. And when you talk about the people that don't get help, there is a certain amount of mercy, particularly in the United States. You know, in England in the olden days, the punishment for every felony was death. Okay? I mean, there was no balance to it. If you stole a loaf of bread, you were convicted. It was a death sentence, okay? So now we have a system, particularly, you know, in the merciful states, like liberal states, like a California state type thinking. They will say, okay, fine, you made a mistake, you go get some 12-step, you get some rehab, you fix yourself up, you do diversion, I don't want to see you here again. And you can walk. And then you can go, and someone like me can fix it for you in 6 months and get it expunged, and it's like it never happened. But if you're doing it again and again, and this is the killer, okay, then you're dead. Then they really will hurt you. And you got to think about your life. You know, one of these things that you talk about, people say, I don't have anything, I don't need a prenup. Well, are you thinking of yourself in the future? I mean, seriously, who are you? You say, well, I don't give a crap. Yeah, well, what if you pull yourself together, you change your life, and you want to go to law school, or you want to get a real estate license, or you want to get any kind of state licensing, or you want to get government contracts, or anything. Even I said handling money in some job. This conviction you have is going to come back to haunt you. And that's why you have to have an attorney. You have to deal with it.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with calls for our guest, who is criminal attorney Adam Sachs. You hear Adam now every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And it's free legal advice for you. Now, if your question is of a criminal nature, DUIs and the like, marijuana, you can call us here now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
If you're in the process of moving, or maybe you're just looking to redecorate your home or office, you know, that whole routine of driving all over town looking for deals gets old awfully fast. Try this instead. You won't even have to leave your chair. Go to MikeOfHollywood.com, your home and office furniture specialist. Now, you know, Mike's been a P1 listener since 2007, and he's put together a company with a simple, easy-to-use website for browsing cool, stylish furniture designs for the whole house. Everything from bar and kitchen to bedroom and bath. They even have patio furniture and home gym ideas. It's MikeOfHollywood.com. And it doesn't matter where you are. You can take advantage of their zero sales tax and free shipping in the contiguous United States. It's time to chuck that old living room set and finally get that home office done. Now you can shop with confidence without ever leaving the house. Just head over to MikeOfHollywood.com. That's MikeOfHollywood.com.
You know, America loves the Gary Andino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to PremiumTom.com right now and sign up. PremiumDom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features. Be Funny, Likas 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Likas 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed, and by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com. It's the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. Adam Sachs is here answering your legal questions in this particular episode of his segment about criminal matters like DUIs, pot, and the like. 901-3000-866 is our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. Let's say hi here to Jose and San Bernardino on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing today?
Hello, Jose. Great.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a couple of questions. I got a DUI, I believe, in March.
March?
I think I wrote to Adam on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in March?
Well, I just turned 21 in January.
Oh, wow.
And did some stupid shit. Now I'm facing a DUI on Monday. So,
On Monday?
Yeah.
All right. Well, a couple of things, Jose. First of all, it's very important when you get arrested for a DUI to immediately hire a lawyer because you only have about 10 days to try to save your license with the DMV. A lot of people contact me after that 10-day period, and it's too late to apply for that anymore. So that concerns me. And then a lot of people do what you're doing, where they call me and the court date is only a couple of days away, and that's really a shame because there's a lot of things that I can do in preparation and seeking evidence and a lot of other motions that can be filed. So you have to hire a lawyer as early as possible. I'm really happy to help you. I don't know what happened. You're saying you sent me on Facebook, but I don't really remember that. But you certainly should get in touch with me. As you know, Adam Sachs, I'll give my number at the end of the hour. And I'll get on the case for you. What can I say?
All right, good luck on that, and we'll give that number out in a little while.
That's a heartbreak to me, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
I got guys call me and they tell me court's tomorrow, and it's like, what have you been doing for 3 months, pal?
Yep. Bruce in Inglewatch, you're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom, Adam, how you doing there, guys? Listen,
hey.
Adam, I got a question for you. What's
sure.
the best thing to say? The police officer pulls you over. He says, the first question is, have you had anything to drink tonight? What's
yeah.
the best thing to say during the whole process?
You know, that is really something. There's a whole kind of psychology that goes on, obviously, in traffic stops. You know, when I was a kid, I remember playing with like a cat or something, a kitten, and one of my parents said to me, you know, don't be scared of it. It's more scared of you than you are of it. You know what I'm saying? Like the kitten was scared of me. I never thought of it that way when I was a kid, you know. But I guess to a kitten, you know, a child seems huge.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, police tend to get hurt and shot and so forth and killed during routine traffic stops. So cops are very aware of that. And they're concerned about you, too. They don't want you freaking out on them. And there's a whole thing now where they're carrying these pens that record things, and they have these cameras on dash cams. I don't know if you saw recently, but the actress Reese Witherspoon was arrested with her husband in Georgia, and that was a DUI arrest. And you saw how it's all recorded, and in fact, her and her husband got into the police car. They were sitting in the back of the police car because they had been arrested, and that was being recorded. So the cop is a little nervous, too, you know?
Yeah, and I also think that they have flashlights that detect alcohol too. Of alcohol
No,
bullshit.
They don't. The reason they put the one second. Yeah. I'll tell you why.
They're
one of the basic routines that the police do, and they put the flashlight in your face and your eyes, is to see if your eyes they dilate and fix. Because one of the things that doesn't react when you're drunk or on narcotics is your eyes start to get stuck in certain positions. But generally speaking, just one second. I'm trying to answer your question. I know you're anxious, but hold on.
Okay.
And I'm happy to talk to you, but I just want to explain some of these things because it is really important. You've raised good issues. I think it's very important to try to be as courteous as you can with a police officer. But at the same time, you don't have to bend over and take it in the ass, okay? When a cop says, have you been drinking, and you answer, a couple of beers, you've literally confessed to him, okay? And he's not your friend. He's going to come into court and testify against you, okay?
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, it's better not to say anything, okay? Or to tell the officer, I don't remember, I don't want to talk about it, I'd rather not answer. You know, if you know that you're drunk or that you had a few drinks and he's getting you, okay, then you've got to clear it in your mind. You've got to say to yourself, okay, I'm probably going to get arrested. I've got to be as strong as I can. I don't want him to get angry and beat me up or whatever. But at the same time, you've got to be able to not hand the keys over to him and say, sure, I'm drunk. I had 15 drinks. I was at JR's bar. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's why I also said, by the way, firmly, the cop says to you, I want you to do a field sobriety test. You say, I understand, officer, but I really don't want to. And he goes, okay, well, I want you to do a breath test. I understand what you're asking of me, officer, but honestly, I really don't want to. And you're talking about Tom did the guy did a U-turn, and he said, I think you were doing 70, Mr. Likas. Can I see the radar computer, please, officer? Because they're supposed to show it to you.
Yeah, I was going to make a suggestion. I was going to say that if somebody gets pulled over by a police officer, the best thing might be to say, officer, I know you're just doing your job,
right?
But I don't want to answer any questions tonight.
Right.
And he'll say, have you had anything to drink? And just keep on repeating, officer, I know you're just doing your job, but I'm not going to answer any questions.
It's not a bad strategy.
Because like you said, if you say, you want to be honest, okay, yeah, I had a beer. Well, yeah, like how big is a beer? 100 ounces.
I've talked to a lot of people that
can of worms.
No, I've talked to a lot of people that got it from their parents, and they say, you know, I just wanted to be honest because honesty is the best policy. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me with a police officer.
You can be honest and just not tell them anything. Just say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to answer any questions. And then if they pull that, if they put that flashlight in your eyes, you can just say, would you please remove the flashlight from my eyes? And I'm not going to submit to any field sobriety test. And I would say, too, if it comes down to it and they haul you away, I would say the best test to get is the blood test.
Absolutely.
I would request being driven to the hospital, because then at least your blood alcohol level is going to go down. But, you know, I think the less you say, the better, because if you just, you know, it's none of their business where you were, where you're going.
That's right.
You know, these checkpoints really piss me off, these DUI checkpoints.
Well,
you know,
the checkpoint, hold on a second. Now, the checkpoint was actually mandated by a Supreme Court case, okay?
Yeah.
Because black people said, this was in New Jersey, that they were getting pulled over more than white people. It turned out to be true. So the checkpoint gets set up, and it's 100% fair. You know why? Because they pull over every single car.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're driving a Mercedes or a piece of crap car, or you're black, white, or yellow. It doesn't make a difference. They're pulling everybody over. That's why you have checkpoints. And the fact that it's published, and by the way, they had one near my house in Calabasas, and there are so many signs. You got to be a complete idiot to drive into that if you're drunk. Seriously. You had 100 chances to turn around. It's not a joke, Tom. Seriously. On Las Virgenes Road, okay? They have a sign and then another sign and a third. If you could turn around and switch and come back and get the hell away from there. The fact that people drive into it when they're drunk is astonishing.
By the way, though, one thing I have seen, which is the loophole around these checkpoints, is if they see you making a U-turn, they stop you.
I'm telling you, in this case, no. Honestly.
Really?
There was so much time and there were so many signs that you really had a chance. You know what? Not even turn around, U-turn. You could actually turn off into one of the neighborhoods. There's a couple of turnoffs into the little developments. You could have turned off into a development, driven around for 5 minutes, and then driven out, and no one would have noticed. The fact that people go straight into the checkpoint is astonishing. You know, Tom, and
that's because they're drunk.
Well, that's another story. That's, by the way, that's probably right.
The lights, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's another. Well, then what are you going to do? I guess then you just screwed anyway. You know.
And, you know,
one more second. There's an interesting point about the guys, the friends that got arrested of the Boston bombers, supposedly. This one particular guy, or I think two of them, talked to the police, made some misleading statements, and is actually being charged with that. They're being charged with making false statements to the FBI, which is actually a felony, okay? And they will end up getting convicted and deported over that. Now, think about it. All you got to do is shut up. What is wrong with people? Just shut up.
So
you don't think you're in trouble? Just, officer, I'm tired, officer. I don't want to answer your questions. I want my lawyer present. End of story.
Yeah, just keep on repeating it.
You don't have to repeat it. The cops know it. They've heard these words before. They're trained to listen for that. Okay? It's unbelievable to me. People are making videotape confessions, and it's what are you doing? Do you hate yourself that much?
Yeah. A lot of that going on. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Bruce. It's 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. Our guest is criminal attorney Adam Sachs. You hear him every week at this time. More of your telephone calls are coming up.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
How do you like the sound of this? 18 years. Are you hearing me, boys? 18 years of child support. In fact, sometimes as much as 25 years of child support is what you'll be paying. For a few moments of pleasure, that will change your life forever. Not just change your life, but in many cases, ruin your life. It's condoms 100% of the time. If you don't follow this mandatory rule, you fail. No piece of ass. It's worth the risk. Now listen, I want you to go to condomjungle.com. That's condomjungle.com and see just how fast and easy it is to get your condoms online and always be prepared. Now they ship anywhere and don't worry, it's totally discreet. Try it once and you'll never buy condoms in a store again. Order online at condomjungle.com today. Use coupon code TOM. T-O-M, Tom, and get 15% off your first order. It's condomjungle.com, coupon code Tom. Hump responsibly.
Every once in a great while, there comes a night so big, it eclipses everything before it. Coming to the Echo in Los Angeles, May 15th, New Normal Music presents The Everyday Visuals. The Echo in L.A., May 15th. The Everyday Visuals will present for you sun-soaked harmonies and coastal sounds like you've never heard before. We'll just pour a field of New Normal Music presents The Everyday Visuals, May 15th at The Echo in Los Angeles. Info and tickets available now at newnormalmusic.com.
All right, Mother's Day is this Sunday. And I know you guys dread doing the flower thing as much as I do. But what if I told you there's a hassle-free way for you to get it done? And it involves a fellow P1. His name is Kevin Rogers. And he owns Aroma Flowers and Gifts, a trusted, high-quality florist in Covina. You know, Kevin's been a P1 listener from way back. And he and the staff promise to make your Mother's Day gift-buying experience as quick and painless as possible. Just go to their site. It's CovinaFloristOnline.com. CovinaFloristOnline.com. It's as easy as browse, buy, and you're done. Aroma Flowers and Gifts has a huge variety of the freshest arrangements along with plants and other gift ideas that can be delivered to their large SoCal delivery area, and they'll even do wire service if you're outside of California. CovinaFloristOnline.com. The simple solution to Mother's Day gift buying made possible by a fellow listener. Go there right now. CovinaFloristOnline.com.
text at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Let's say hi here to Evan in Ventura on the Tom Likas Show for Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom and Adam.
Hello, Evan.
Hey, Evan, what's up?
Not much.
Don't tell me you got court tomorrow, right?
What was that?
Don't tell me you got court tomorrow.
No court. No, that was 10 years ago. Almost 10 years ago.
Okay. You want me to help you get it expunged?
Yeah, you don't have to really go and show up and get it all expunged, right?
Or right.
It's all automatic, right?
Well, it's not 100% automatic, but I can take care of it for you. That's true.
Ah, come on.
No, sometimes the judge wants to talk to you.
Okay, so.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What's your question?
My question is, after 10 years... It used to be 7 years after, 2003 or so? I don't know, you know better than I do. But after 10 years, it's expunged, and it's coming up really closely for me.
That's not true.
Tell me about it.
That's not true. That's a myth. People really believe that, and it's not correct. It's never, ever going to be expunged. You have to get it expunged. You actually have to file it and have it done, okay? I talked to guys that have stuff from 20 years ago that they never got expunged. It's still on the computer. It will be there forever and ever. You've got to get a lawyer. I do it on a flat rate basis. Law Office of Adam Sachs, I'll be happy to do it for you. The nice thing about it is that when you get it expunged, it's actually gone. And whatever you pled guilty or you were convicted or whatever, that's actually withdrawn. And so it's like it never happened. It's a beautiful thing.
Now with the internet, does getting things expunged really make any difference?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't everything that was ever posted about anybody on the internet, even if you get it expunged? For example, anybody who wants to read about my arrest in Boston in 1993, that information is 20 years old and it's out there right now.
Well, you can never make an arrest go away. Okay.
But I was never convicted of anything.
Right.
And by the way, if you're arrested for a DUI, chances are you were convicted. How many people don't get convicted?
My clients don't get convicted.
Your clients don't get convicted, but not everybody hires you.
Most of them, I should say.
Some of these guys use law students or the
woman
at the UPS store.
What we're talking about is something different. I'll tell you, I did this with one of my lady clients a couple of months ago. She had had a DUI, and she had been convicted, like you say, because she didn't have me as her lawyer. And it was 5 or 6 years earlier, and she had gone through the whole thing, and she was so embarrassed about it. And we got it expunged. I did it for her. And when I brought her the certificate, I mean, she had tears in her eyes. It was beautiful. I mean, I really was proud of doing it for her. And what you have to understand is that it's gone. Your conviction is actually undone. It's set aside. The case against you is dismissed. And they take the file and they throw it away. That's expungement. So technically, if you're applying to an employer, they can say to you, were you ever arrested? You'd have to say yes if you want to be completely honest, and there will be a computer trail of the arrest, certainly, but the conviction, you can say to them, that conviction has been set aside. So technically you were never convicted. It's gone.
Technically.
Yeah.
But, of course.
Well, what else can you do, Tom? You're never going to be a virgin again, you know?
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Like, even getting expunged, is that still important to do?
I think it's something that's really worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's been a number of years, you haven't reoffended. And it comes up in any context. If you are applying to become an attorney and get your law license, the bar is going to say, well, what's this DUI? And you say, here it was. I got arrested, but I changed my life, and it's been set aside. It's been expunged. That'll be it. It won't affect you. It won't hold you back.
Okay. By the way, I pressed the cough button, but Adam's mic is on, so you can still hear me coughing.
No, but I thought the cough button was working now.
The cough button worked, but your mic is
Well, where the hell's my cough button?
You don't have one.
Well, there you go. If we coordinated, we could press it at the same time.
Are you kidding? That would be a...
I see it coming when you start getting ready for a cough.
That would be a disaster if we tried to do that. Now, we'll have to redo this box here so I can control it.
Where's mine, man? I want to see mine.
Your box. Yeah, don't even
the guest wants a box, man.
901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. Here's Jim. One of my favorite city names in Southern California, because it sounds like a gas station, Norco.
Norco.
Norco. You remember Sunoco? Norco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on the Tom Likas show. Hello. All right, let me press
Jim.
This button. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, it's a gas station with a lot of ranches surrounding it, Tom. Tom, I'm a P1 from the KKKFI days. I love what you're doing now.
Thank you so much.
Incredible.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
So, Adam, here's the thing. What exactly should you not do or what should you do when you get pulled over and you know you have been drinking? I know you already touched on this a little bit, but I want it a step by step.
Okay. You don't say anything. You resist the temptation to say that you've been drinking. Okay? Mm-hmm. Cops aren't stupid. You say, "Officer, I'm trying to cooperate, but I don't want to make any statements. I don't want to do the blow test, and I don't want to do a field sobriety test." And your hope against hope is that it's going to take them a while to get you to the hospital to do the blood test. And during that hour or two, your body is continuing to metabolize the alcohol, and so the blood alcohol level will be reduced, and sometimes a little fraction makes a big difference. Okay? Now, like I said, there's a whole range of possibilities. There are a lot of ways to fight it, and there are even things when you've been, you know, very intoxicated, I can still get it reduced to something that's a lesser offense or whatever. So one way or another, the thing that's going to hurt you are your own statements. Okay? And you've got to walk this fine line, which is that you don't want to be rude to the cop, but at the same time, you're not going along with his program. And so on some level, you're not cooperating, but you got to do it with a smile. Okay? That's the key.
All right.
You got to be a diplomat.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Adam.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate the call. All right, Adam, how can people get in touch with you if they've been arrested for DUI or... That pot thing. No, everyone's confused about that pot thing.
You've got me 100% on the drugs.
Yeah, well, and the other criminal issues that come up. What do they do? What do
maybe
they call?
Tickets. I haven't done any triple murder defenses, okay? But I certainly...
Would you like to?
I don't know. Sounds scary.
Anybody out there killed anyone? Call us now.
They wouldn't be able to call, Tom. They'd be in jail. That's the problem.
Oh.
But I certainly can help you with your different criminal needs and so forth. And you can check me out on the internet, which is... AdamLawyer.com, and you can call me toll-free on my number, which, by the way, I swear to God, I answer my own phone, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
Or go to Adam's website. It's AdamLawyer.com. AdamLawyer.com.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zdino.
That's it.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. A woman claims her breasts have grown 3 cup sizes after she was hypnotized to make them grow.
If this really works, it's going to put a lot of...
That's why I changed the game.
A lot of plastic surgeons right out of
business. This is out of the UK, of course. Rather large woman. I think her other body parts may have grown as well.
I think it's odd. If somebody says to me that they can hypnotize you and make things grow, I think there'll be a list of guys in line, too, for other things.
Single mom of 3, Ashley Weller, 26 years old, grew from a 36C to a 36E. And she's no 36.
Not at all.
He's close. He's got 40.
Hypnotherapist Felix Economatis, which is Greek for "I'm going to make money off this," says he can create the steps to make this thing happen. Wow.
Yes.
This changes the game
significantly. More hypnotism in the news. Don't look into her eyes. A hypnotist now is showing women how to manipulate men using their mind tricks.
Yeah. Jedi mind tricks seem to work, and we'll see if this is true.
You won't even know it's happening to you.
Oh, that's their claim?
Yes, correct. You know how it is with a hypnotist. You do it in front of a live audience like that. You don't remember a thing.
Right.
You had no idea that you were naked, clucking like a duck.
Canadians Colin Christopher says men don't even know that this is happening. Their minds are being controlled thanks to a covert method that uses subtle physical, visual, and verbal cues.
Yeah.
So if some girl is staring at you for a little
bit,
just
don't look into her eyes.
Look away.
You're fine. Always look down at the breast.
Right. And you know, right. And they're going to grow,
they're gonna grow bigger.
You're hypnotizing her into having them grow bigger. I think if you make eye contact with Medusa, you turn to stone. I think it's a good reference point. Don't look at these girls' eyes, and you won't get hypnotized.
Yeah. Chris Brown's private jet apparently had to make an emergency landing today. Was it today that this happened?
No, I think this was yesterday.
Yesterday.
We were so close. If there weren't other, and they call, believe it or not, in plane crashes, they call them souls, or people on board are known as souls. It's a shame that there wasn't just one soul in this plane and it didn't make it.
Wait a minute, why do they call them souls? Really? They call them souls?
Yeah. People on a plane are known as souls.
Never heard that before in my life. Wow.
But our friend, it was on a private jet that started smelling like smoke, and it wasn't because they were burning some reefer.
Sure.
It's too bad, because on a G3 or Gulfstream 3, that's a nice little thing, but our friend had to make an emergency landing in Burbank.
Sure.
It took off out of Burbank. It had to land back in Burbank, and basically he was headed to Teterboro, New Jersey, and that's famous for one of the possible landing sites for Sully Sullenberger on
He was on his way there. That was his only option.
Right, yeah.
And in the river.
And Hudson. And he put it down in the Hudson.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame that Chris Brown wasn't on this plane by himself, and then they went right into the drink. No, it's the Pacific Ocean.
Travolta wasn't involved in this, was he?
No, he tries to. He flies a 727 that he owns, which is unbelievable.
That's the one he lands in his driveway and pulls up to his house.
Exactly. It's the one that looks like it landed on top of his head.
I think I'll have a massage after that flight.
I will, too. I'm going to call a few of the fellas over and see what's doing.
Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis has been convicted of assault. Who did he assault, anyway?
Yeah, was it a girl that he assaulted?
And by the way,
stemming from
false
a dispute with three women after a night out at a Hollywood club in 2011. I guess L.A. District Attorney there, Carmen Trichanich, said that, after a two-week trial, a jury convicted our friend Joe Francis of three counts of false imprisonment, one count of assault causing great bodily injury, and one count of dissuading a witness. Basically, he faces a maximum of 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
And I guess they never get the maximum. So if it's anything like celebrity justice, he'll probably get 2 hours in jail.
What do you think it is about Joe that makes him such a trouble magnet?
I'll tell you why. I got the whole answer in a nutshell. Here it is.
Yes, please.
People have been jealous of Joe for a long time because he made a fortune. I mean a fortune. He had this awesome house in Mexico. I don't even know if he still has. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was making money off of younger girls taking their clothes off for his videos. In fact, there was a time that he bought up every minute of late night TV. You couldn't put on any channel, and then there was the Girls Gone Wild, Order It Right Now, hitting every lonely guy right between the eyes.
Done.
And that's basically Joe's success. That lonely dude that would like to see a 19-year-old girl with beads around her neck take her top off. That's basically it.
Bingo.
And people get mad at Joe, and he's always been with a lot of hot chicks, and people get angry with him. Now is payback.
Exactly.
Payback.
Finally, a very tasteful pick alert for you. Miranda Kerr, nude and on a beach in Vogue magazine, but it's very arty.
I don't even know how you got past Miranda Kerr and the word nude, but it does exist, and that Vogue magazine makes me have...
Tastefully done.
It's very tastefully
black
done.
Black and white. Makes it arty.
It's black and white, and she's in the sand, and it's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
And on May 16th, you can hear her promo coming up.
There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Be sure to check out Show 500. It's May 16th, Thursday, May 16th, 7 p.m. right here on the stream from the New Normal Studios of Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.